We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What we saw Saturday was, I mean, it's obvious. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to sit there and say, oh, they sucked. But they couldn't defend. They couldn't tackle. They couldn't run. They were outplayed, out-hustled, out-disciplined, out-coached. So everything that you saw on Saturday starts at the top with Jim Harbaugh. It's his team. Yes, the players should be culpable for some of it as well. They missed tackles. They dropped balls. They were in wrong gaps. But he's the head of it. And coming off a bye week, it looked like that they hadn't seen anything. And it was just embarrassing. It's one thing to lose and compete. They didn't even compete. And a lot of the former players were really upset. I saw, I think Doug Skeen said, the worst thing about it is after the hit on McCaffrey, nobody went after the Wisconsin player. They basically didn't do anything. Steve Hutchinson said, at least compete. It's okay to lose, but they weren't even competing. Right. Undisciplined. You know, DPJ with a stupid taunting penalty. It was just a complete meltdown all over, player-wise, coaching-wise. You know, after Wisconsin scores, Michigan, nice play to Ronnie Bell. They take it down, and they were discombobulated. I don't remember if they called a timeout or got a delay of the game penalty. One or the other right off
the
bat.
There was an issue with the chains. They were bringing the chains down, and so they stopped, but then they started the play clock, but they didn't need the chains because it was a first and goal. That was actually the official's fault, not Michigan's fault.
But anyway, you know, you bring Ben Mason in, who hadn't, you know, touched the ball all season. I know they said they were practicing it. He fumbles. I mean, just run your offense. And the thing that was really the most disgusting thing, besides if you want to get into the coaching stuff, which we will, that offensively, defensively, in the lines, they just got manhandled. And, you know, we heard that this Michigan offensive line was going to be really good. They have not been really good. Well, they'll be better when John Runyon Jr. comes back. They weren't better. The defensive line, yeah, Dwumford didn't play. He's not going to make that much of a difference. They couldn't compete with Wisconsin's offensive line. And I'm sorry, you know, Don Brown, we all heard all about this new offense, woo, 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 woo. That was fixed, right? Well, it hasn't, but the defense that has given up so many points in this last few games against big-ass teams like we saw in the bowl game and, of course, against Ohio State, that hasn't been fixed. So it's a coaching boondoggle, if you want to use that word. I don't know.
Boondoggle.
Whatever. It's actually
the opposite of a boondoggle, because the boondoggle is, let's try Brady Hoke and see what happens. This is Jim Harbaugh, and that's the part. I mean, you act outraged and disgusted, and that's fine. It's a totally suitable emotion to have. I'm just confused. I'm totally confounded at how Michigan is here. I really don't get it. And you know, I'm curious, as they left the locker room on Saturday, or if they left Ann Arbor on Friday, what was their game plan? And did they feel they had the game plan to win the football game? Because I'm sure they're going to say that they did.
Yeah.
But what was it? Because it was not apparent watching the game. And I'm, you know, we're fans. I don't profess to know what a game plan is. I don't profess to know blocking schemes or things like that. So I'm not going to try to sit here and say, well, they should have done this or done that. But whatever they did do, they should have done the opposite, because they appeared to be completely unready. And again, I'm just confounded. I really am. I don't know how in year five of Jim Harbaugh's time here at Michigan, they can put forth that sort of effort. And when Brady Hoke was the coach here, I remember we talked a lot about, okay, what's the identity of this Michigan football team? And what are you trying to do, Brady? Are you trying to be a power running team? Are you trying to, you know, because your quarterbacks was Denard Robinson and Devin Gardner, are you trying to, you know, have a mobile quarterback? What exactly are you trying to do? And it was never readily apparent. And here we are with Harbaugh, and I'm wondering the same thing.
Well, so are the players. You read the quotes and listen to sound bites from after the game. Nick Eubanks was one player. We have to find our identity. Come on, man. You're a senior, too. It's year five, as you pointed out, under Jim Harbaugh. Just because you changed the offense, you still have to have an identity. Well, the identity is to compete and play hard. Exactly. That should be your identity.
I mean,
forgetting about the scheme.
Speed and space and Josh Gattis aside, any football player who's ever played will tell you it's about toughness.
Yes.
And you go to play Wisconsin at Wisconsin in the Big Ten opener, and as much as Urban Meyer may have changed the league or whatever, at the end of the day, it's still about toughness.
No doubt.
And to get as out-toughed as they did, again, from the word go, not just out-toughed, out-smarted.
Yeah.
I mean, some of those Jonathan Taylor runs were like, where are the safeties going? What are they biting on?
On the play that we just heard, I think Quiddy Pay, you know, the great Quiddy Pay, he took a wrong gap, and so that they were going. How about on the quarterback sneak that Cohen got for a touchdown? I believe the same thing happened in the Army game. They said before the play was snapped, Joel Klatt said, there's a gap there between the center and the guard. It's a space.
Okay,
and they found the space.
Okay,
I mean,
fine.
Come on.
Well, you get a gap there between the center and the guard. That's a hole. But what turns into a chasm is when two safeties are moving to their left, and then Taylor's going the other direction.
Yes.
Like, what are they going after? How are they so unprepared?
Or are they so undisciplined that they can't listen, and they don't remember their instructions?
Right.
I find that hard to believe that it's all on them.
I mean, when Harbaugh got the job, I thought, and I think a lot of people thought, okay, well, he's going to compete with Urban Meyer. There is going to be new sheriffs in the Big Ten, and it's going to be back to the days of Woody and Bo, because
right.
That's how good Jim Harbaugh is. That's how good of a coach he is. And, you know, it might take a year or so to get the recruiting classes in. You know, he's going to try to do it with Jake Rudock the first year, but rest assured, once he gets his guys in here, which is Brandon Peters or whoever it was going to be, that this thing was going to take off and be impossible to stop.
It's three games into year five.
I know. I'm well aware of that. And the thing is that he was a good coach at Stanford. He was a good coach with the 49ers. And for all the people out there who want to sit there and say, he had Andrew Luck, period, the end. BS. Okay, he went to the 49ers, and they were nothing. He got there, first year there. There was no Colin Kaepernick his first year. Kaepernick was his second year. Alex Smith, he took Alex Smith and turned him into a guy who got to the NFC Championship game and was a player or two away from getting the Super Bowl. Following year, Smith gets hurt. They bring in Kaepernick. They go to the Super Bowl. Could have won. Easily could have won. Maybe should have won. Following year, back to the NFC Championship game. Following year, it starts to all fall apart, and he's done. 4 years in San Francisco, he took them from nothing to relevance, and then he left, and they're back to nothing again. Okay, the guy can coach.
Yes.
Or let me put it a different way. He could coach.
Right. Something's happened.
I don't know,
last,
I don't know what's changed.
I think he did a decent job here his first couple of years, but there's a regression.
Look at the... just the energy on the field. They're lifeless.
Yeah.
You know, Brady Quinn, I'm not the biggest fan of his. He made a great point at the game. There was no energy. Where's the energy? They were full of life as a football team his first season. And they were for the second season. I even think it was last year. I don't know if there's some weird hangover from 62-39 that's the players. I look at the coach. He's changed his attitude, and some people clamor for it. He was borderline a nutcase on the sideline
yeah.
at times. But they're lost.
I've heard people.
I believe something bigger is in play here, whether it's internally in the locker room or there's something going on with Harbaugh or whatever, his change in demeanor. I think it's bigger than the game right now. I do.
I mean, when you hear the players say that we need to have juice, the players are saying the same thing. I mean, that's an indictment. And you know what? You're right. But we people, he got ripped a lot. For the way he carried on. But you know what? To steal something from myself, give me back my Harbaugh!
I don't think this will change this year unless there is some sort of life breathed into the team, much like Daniel Jones did for the Giants. Daniel Jones yesterday changed the Giants season.
Okay. If you want to go quarterback route, we can. I mean, I'm not...
Shane Patterson just is a joke.
Okay,
he just is.
Fine. That's fine. This is not about Dylan McCaffrey or Shane Patterson.
I mean, there's bigger things in play. I agree with you, Jamie. I speculated wildly there a second ago, but the quarterback is a problem on this team.
Right, but I'm not sure Dylan McCaffrey's any better than Shea Patterson.
I'm not either. But
no. And that's the problem. It's his fifth year there. He doesn't even have a good quarterback.
Unfortunately for Michigan, there's really nothing they can do in the immediate future to change the perception out there.
No.
Beating Rutgers is not going to make anybody feel any better.
No. Iowa's pretty good, but that's a home game. They beat them at home. People say, okay, fine. They got to go to Penn State. When they go to Penn State, if they win at Penn State and leave Notre Dame next, then I'll say, okay, maybe something's good. Mm-hmm. But until then, it's not going to make a difference. I'm watching, you know, Notre Dame play a really good game against a really good team Saturday.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame looked physical and faster than I thought they were. Notre Dame should come in here and kick their butt right now.
Maybe, but you know, the game is at Michigan Stadium. But that's not even the issue. Like, if they beat Notre Dame at home, it's like, well, great. I mean, Notre Dame will probably be, I would think, in the top 10, top 12.
Right.
The problem for Notre Dame is that they can't do anything probably to burnish their resume. I mean, that was their chance on Saturday night. And given the fact that they don't play in a conference.
Well, if USC keeps winning, they might be able to.
Yeah, USC's not going to keep winning. They're going to be on, like, quarterback number 7.
Yeah, and they keep winning games with third-string quarterbacks and things like that.
Okay, but my point is that's fine if they beat Notre Dame at home. I mean, that's a nice
one. I said the Penn State road game is going to be the one.
I agree. They got to go on the road. They got to show that they can. Again, nobody expected them to win that game on Saturday. Nobody. And they didn't. And they got their asses kicked.
Yeah.
Nobody expected to go to Penn State and win.
No.
You know, nobody expected to beat Ohio State. It's just they got to change the narrative, and they don't have the opportunity now to change the narrative. And that's mostly on Harbaugh. And everybody in America now is kind of going, what is going on? Like, why is this happening? And nobody has a suitable answer. They really don't.
I mean, look, you know all the stats. I'm not going to give you all of them. 0-7 is underdogs. Last three games against teams from Power 5 conferences, they've been outscored 138-68. I mean, how about they were 0-10 on third down Saturday? How does that happen?
Let's go to Mitch in Oak Park on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Mitch.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Monday. How are you doing?
Good.
What's up, Mitch? How are you?
Hey, good. So, I think I've been watching the Michigan team for the last, 10, 15 years, and they just don't seem like they're a good team. I think it's as simple as that. They're either not getting the players or not getting the coaching. But I think there's this expectation every year that they're going to be a top 5, top 10 program, and they just aren't. They're just not that good. And I think people are starting to realize maybe it's Harbaugh, maybe it's the players. But I think it's as simple as they're just not a good team, and they're going to go 10-3. They're going to go 9-4 every year, and people keep expecting them to go 12-0, 11-1, and they just don't have the talent. They don't have the players. And I think if you look at the recruiting, they're a top 20 program in recruiting, but they're not developing those players. I mean, you guys said it. He's had 5 years to develop a quarterback, and he hasn't got anyone. I just think they're not that good. And it's as simple as that.
I totally agree with you. I thought the preseason hype of them being, anywhere from 5th to 7th in the country. Big Ten champs, voted by the Big Ten media. Phil Steele, who's usually pretty accurate, he's not known as a Michigan lover either, usually the other way around, thought they'd run the table. I mean, come on. Their program is a good program, but it's not elite.
Yeah, I the quarterback thing, and we talked about this last season as well, you know, it is odd. I'm not saying it's wrong. And this is more just like is this something or is it nothing? That Brandon Peters started how many games for the Michigan Wolverines? 3, 4, something like that. I forget, roughly 3 or 4. Every other quarterback who has started for Jim Harbaugh, he didn't recruit as a high school kid.
Right.
They were either transfers or they were here already, Spate and Okorn, or Rudock, a graduate transfer.
Right.
Okay, so yeah, he obviously had an influence on Rudock coming here and clearly on Shea coming here. But it's odd to me that a guy who's Mr. Quarterback, and you figure he's kind of a quarterback guy, doesn't start high school kids he recruited other than a few Brandon Peters games a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And that really only became because Wilton Spate broke his back and John Okorn was, shall we say, ineffective.
I don't think he trusts young quarterbacks. So they sit and they sit, and I think that hurts.
Well, he may have to start one on Saturday.
Yes.
He may have to start Joe Milton on Saturday against Rutgers. Winston in Detroit, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Winston.
How are you guys?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, you guys just talked about what I wanted to talk about, and that's the quarterback situation there in Michigan. I think that's the main problem. It's like when you're a teammate of a quarterback and you see him in practice all the time and you know the guy is inconsistent, and then when you get in the game and he blows opportunities and you just You just don't have any confidence in him, and you're a player. So, Michigan, this is really the first time I saw him really, like, kind of quit. And I just bring up that quarterback situation when, you know, you don't have a quarterback. Because quarterback is very important in football, just like a great good pitcher in baseball. So it's just a domino effect when you know your quarterback is not good. And it's not easy to find a quarterback that's mentally tough.
Well, quarterback, and thanks for the call, quarterback is a huge problem. There's no doubt about it. But from what we hear, practice, he looks pretty good in practice. The problem is maybe he's practicing against a crappy defense, and that's why the offense looked okay.
Yeah, and I understand what he's saying, and there is a certain checkout factor. But look, Michigan was undefeated going into that game, and they were physically dominated defensively by Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I don't think the defensive players checked out of that game because they didn't believe in Shea Patterson. I got to think, I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll hear about it afterwards. There's so much going on today that we haven't even had a chance to touch on the Calvin Johnson story from Michael Rosenberg in Sports Illustrated. But one of the really telling quotes from that is that John Kitna walked out of a meeting room in 2008 and goes, if we run this offense, we're not going to win a game, and they went 0-16. So you wonder if anybody, you know, were there Michigan players who entered that game Saturday who didn't think they were going to win the game? Did they walk out onto the field saying, our game plan is such that we are going to lose and lose badly? You think not. You think that they would enter that game, especially coming off the bye, saying our offense is close to clicking. Our defense stood up against Army last week when it had to. We are going to win this game because they sure didn't play like it.
No, maybe when it became 14-0 and 21-0, that's when they checked.
Yeah. Well, the Ben Mason fumble was a big point in that game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.